let's say, whatever you're doing, let's say that you think by keeping her a virgin, you're doing something not good for them. I mean, they're not able to attend upon the Lord without distraction. Why? Because maybe they really want to be married. And he's trying to keep her a virgin. And she wants to be married. And if he's seeing, you know what, this isn't working out for good. She's hating God. You know, and I'm just using, you know, a possible example. She doesn't, this is not causing the love of, you know, they're not able to attend on the Lord. She doesn't want to attend on the Lord because I'm keeping her a virgin. You know, I mean, there's that whole essence of that forbidden thing. It can become very tempting. And so, and if she, what does it mean, past the flower of her age means to become a full age. So if she's a full age, old enough to marry, and needs to require, or figuratively, to be under obligation, or to owe, or it ought to be so. Meaning, it seems like the thing that ought to be done, like she ought to get married, you know, maybe, the, you know, again, he's saying, use your judgment. Use good judgment. You don't arbitrarily just keep a virgin. You know what I mean? That's what he's, in all this, you can see throughout this. There's not, he's like, I'm saying this by permit, you know, he's adding all these words so you understand. It's like, he's speaking a lot about it, and he's giving words on it, but a lot of this has to go with your sort of, you got to use your intelligence God gave you and the knowledge of all the scriptures and wisdom and pray for wisdom. And in this sense, you know, we have to answer to God. And so we should seek him and try to answer and try to, you know, behave ourselves and execute our lives in a manner consistent with what he's teaching us. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. I wonder if it means, I almost like to take this in the sense of virginity. Or, you know, his virgin daughter. You know, now no necessity is constraint. I mean, let it not be done by constraint. I mean, we're talking about societies where fathers cause their daughters to be married off. They would marry off their daughter. They would have to be consenting to it. Girls didn't just like find a guy, bring him home. Actually, find a guy, sleep with him a couple times. Decide whether or not she liked him. And then start going out and then bring him home. Oh, my boyfriend. Nothing like that. Again, this kind of virgin stuff that he's talking about. Teaching it is almost like today's society. It's almost like, I might as well just burn this out of my Bible. I'm not kidding. It has almost no relevance. And here I am at the end of the chapter. I'm feeling like, did I even teach you anything profitable in this? I hardly even know. You judge. Yeah, I see some certain things, right? But I mean, this stuff about virgins. I mean, it's almost like today it's just a joke. What virgins? Well, there's a few, I know. I'm just saying, well, will I marry my daughter off or not? How many times that question come up today? Never. Whoever thinks that, not in this country, maybe in other countries, maybe in Muslim countries or in countries where they have a different kind of culture. In our modern American culture, daughters decide for themselves what they want to marry, whether or not they want to marry and who they want to marry. That's all up to them these days. Among most people. Again, it's really a cultural thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, It doesn't have to even be by law. It's just what, you know, a father obviously decides whether or not who his daughter is going to marry. You know, a guy wants to marry a girl. He approached her father. Say, I'd like to marry your daughter. And he says to him, well, what will you give me? And what assurance do I have? What kind of man are you? What are you, you know, and he would check the guy out. Whether or not he'd let that guy marry his daughter. And then he might see what she thought about it. He might not. A good father, I think, would want to know what his daughter's opinion was of the man, right? But again, with an understanding that it was his authority. He had power of his own will. She's not controlling the situation. He is. So if he's decreed in his heart, he will do well. And I don't think that necessarily, like I said, it's like, there's no point in keeping a daughter a virgin who is a full age and she really wants to be married. Because honestly, the desire to be married is as much a distraction and maybe more than actually being married. So it can be a worse situation if you don't just let him marry. That's why he says, let him marry. You know, let him marry. Don't be, you know. But, you know, if she be content and serves God and is and, you know, and does those things according as Paul said, and the guy doesn't have to, like, go looking for a husband for her either. He could just let her stay a virgin. If she's willing, and he knows he wants, that's what he wants in his heart, then that's awesome. Because that's what he says. Again, like I said, in today's society, it's sort of like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to try to fulfill this. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well. Okay? Even though he's given her to something that's going to distract from the Lord, you know? Doesn't mean she can't serve the Lord at all, but she's going to have something else to serve. But he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. So again, let it be done according to wisdom. And like I said, it's who hearing my voice is going to do this? Who hearing my voice is going to take this advice? It's like, oh, Paul, if you only knew how the world has changed. And how just empty this seems to me now. How sad. How much we've lost. I said, well, it's wonderful. The women are all liberated. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. It's just so wonderful. They just go out, they just go sleep with whoever they want. They get pregnant, they can just get an abortion. You know, hey.